Starship Troopers. I got a lot of love for this movie. It stars Cass Van Dien, Denise Richards, and Neil Patrick Harris. This came out in 1997. I was about 6 years old when this came out. I remember when it did come out, I was kind of banned from watching it because of the gratuitous violence in the movie. But when I finally did see it, I thought it was the most awesome thing in the world. And I still do. The special effects still hold up really well today. Essentially, the movie is about a group of space marines battling giant bugs on their homeworld. And I don't know what more awesome concept you can think of that. And on the surface, it doesn't sound like that compelling of a film. Just a military force inviting a bug world and fighting them. But upon rewatching and upon hearing other people talk about this movie, it's come to my attention that this movie is actually a very satirical take on military life. The film describes that the society in the future these people live in is sort of under a fascist government. And the enemy they face, these bugs, there's heavy, heavy propaganda used against the bugs themselves. And when you watch the film for the first time, you don't really pick up on this. I mean, I didn't, because when I watched it as a child or, you know, adolescent, I didn't really pick up on these cues. I was just seeing guys fire big guns at big bugs, and that's all I took away from it. But this movie does a very cool job of setting up this alternate reality where in the future military rule is sort of dominant, and how that affects the society that these people live in. Because the movie starts out, they're either in high school, they're taking classes, they're flirting, they're going to dances, playing sports, and then when they enter into the military right directly after high school, they're thrown into this totally new world where now the military rule that has dominated their lives this whole time is sort of thrown in their face for the first time. And they're forced to grow up very quickly. They go from playing football and going to dances to watching their friends get torn apart by giant bugs. That can kind of change how a person reacts and makes choices. This is Starship Troopers. I heavily recommend this film because it just has a special place in my heart to me. And the special effects for a sci-fi movie really still hold up very well today. Check it out. Swiss Army Man, one of the stranger movies I've ever seen in my entire life, starring Paul Dano and Daniel Radcliffe. It's a story about a man stranded on a deserted island, about to kill himself when he finds a dead body on the beach, who is Daniel Radcliffe. He very early on discovers the body has sort of magical abilities, I guess I can say, and he uses these powers or abilities to help him survive. The body also can talk and move and can do an array of things that a dead body shouldn't be able to do. Now, this movie got very, very high reviews from different people about how original it is and how great it is and how the message of the movie is so powerful. It's definitely an original movie. I don't think there's any other movie out there that does what this movie does. But does it work? Did it work for me? No, did not work for me. I thought this movie was way more bizarre than anything else. It had elements that did make me laugh because of how ridiculous they were, but it just didn't really make a lot of sense to me. Now, you might say, oh, you know, you don't get the overall picture, you didn't get the message of it, or you didn't think deep enough of what the meaning, you know, of the story was. You know, stop being so ignorant. But no, I've seen many, many movies that have given me different feelings and emotions, and I've taken away much from them and, you know, used them in my own life. And people were saying this movie is one of those that you're going to walk away, you know, feeling something, you know, from it. But I just didn't get it. I know what the movie was trying to imply. I got the message the movie was trying to imply, but it just didn't work for me. I didn't think it was overall that good. It's just too weird and too bizarre having a man interact with a supposedly dead body that can do things like use its farts to cross the ocean and store water inside of its body and turn into a faucet, or shoot harpoons out of its mouth, or turn itself into a gun, or, you know, it was just frankly too much for me. And there's many elements in the movie where things happen and it just doesn't make sense. If you were ever really drunk or on serious drugs, I guess give it a try. But if you were a sober person watching it sober or even tipsy, just pass it up, because this is not something I would watch again or recommend to anybody else. Free Fire at the movie about an arms deal gone bad, starring Charlotte Copley, Brie Larson, Armie Hammer, and Cillian Murphy. Movie starts off with two different groups of people meeting to exchange money for guns. Events transpire and things go bad. Certain people say certain things other members of the group they don't appreciate, and suddenly the movie erupts and bullets flying for pretty much the remainder of the movie. The entire movie, for the most part, takes place in a warehouse, and the bullets literally do not stop flying for the entire movie. There's a lot of comedy elements to this. It's kind of an action, kind of a comedy. Things do get brutal. I mean, people do get shot and die in brutal ways, but the movie somehow has a comedic element throughout. I guess I wasn't going into expecting it to be a funnier movie. I thought it was going to be more of an action or a drama, especially with themes like illegal arms deals. I didn't super enjoy this one. It was okay. It wasn't anything that shocked me or surprised me. Movies like this are kind of tough to pull off, having characters being placed in one location the entire film. Movies that have done this well in the past, I would say, be like The Hateful Eight. But even the movie like that had multiple locations, but the movie consisted of characters in their conversations for long periods of time in only a few locations. Quentin Tarantino has done this well before, but Hateful Eight did it in a way where you were really invested in the characters and the results of what was going to come out of it. They could have had a similar theme in Free Fire, but earlier in the movie, when bullets start flying, people start dying, it's hard to sort of have character development and conversation build off of that. There are certain moments in the movie where I thought there was going to be more of a story change, or because additional characters arrive, and I thought it was going to change the outcome of the story more, but it ends in them being sort of written off very quickly. This one I wouldn't super recommend reaching out and going to see. It's not an awful movie. It has an awesome cast, but I think they could have just done more with it, and the script could have been a little better. So, kind of worth a pass in my book.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.